Welcome back. It's a brand new episode. This is Laugh With Me, a podcast with Jeremy Odom. I am your host, the namesake, Big J.O. himself. It's the nickname I'm trying to get across anyway. You know, some people in my life have called me J.O., so I'm not going to say this is like a completely new nickname, but it isn't exactly, I guess, the over-encompassing nickname. A lot of people just call me by my last name, call me Odom. High school, they called me Scrotum. Didn't care for that very much. Wanted to move on from that one. J.O., though. J.O. is the one I think that we can do something with. That one hopefully we can stick with. So, welcome to Laugh With Me, a podcast with J.O. Last week, my cousin Tony Odom was on the show. Thank you again for hopping on. It turns out a lot of you guys like disc golf, or at least wanted to learn about disc golf. Easily one of our most listened to episodes, so thank you very much for checking out the show. If you don't know where to find us, and how could you not? You're listening to it currently. I always think it's funny when on a show that you have to actually find. It's not like you're flipping through channels and come across the podcast, but like, you know, the like, here's where you can find us. It's like, I know, I found you. I'm here. I'm with you. But sometimes, you know, you launch something new. Like Laugh With Me, we are launching on season 2. We will be on YouTube. So not only are you going to have your ears percolating, you're also going to have them eyeballs twitching, because you're going to have something visual to look at. Should be a lot of fun. And it's going to be different. It's not going to just be me staring into a camera talking about where you can find the show. So it's going to be something a little different. It's going to be the Laugh With Me spin, so to speak. So make sure you check us out. The Laugh With Me podcast. You can find us right now on YouTube, so you can subscribe and be ready for season 2 when we start launching some of that new content. Right now, of course, you find us on Spotify. You find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find me performing live stand-up comedy throughout the year. Next show coming up, Sioux City, Iowa. That is on March 8th, Friday, March 8th. Thanks to Siouxland Comedy for having me. Sioux City, Iowa, that is on March 8th. This is going to be one of them solo episodes where I got to get some things off my chest, you know? I think if this episode was brought to you by something, and let's be clear, there is no sponsor for today's episode, okay? I may be drinking an ice-cold Line and Kugel summer shandy right now, which, you know, the weather is perfect right now. It's like hitting that high 60s. It's sunny. You got a little breeze. It's not too cold, but it's not too warm. It's just perfect, especially around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. God, you crack open a ice cold Line of Kugel summer shandy, and it just sets the mood for the rest of the evening. And if I were to have a sponsor of this episode, you know, maybe summer shandy would be one. But based on how I currently feel, I think it'd be more appropriate to say shout out Crohn's disease, shout out Humira, because that's you know, that's just sometimes your sponsor should match how the vibe and how you're feeling, and that's where I'm at. Johnny, I think you could agree with that. Johnny actually, he is getting ready for season 2 of Laugh With Me. He's got some new toys that he's working out, looking forward to seeing what he can do with that. Johnny, why don't you kind of show us what you're working with? So he's got sound effects. He's never had that before. I just don't overdo it, dude, because if they become excessive, they lose impact. Do you know anything about impact, Johnny? I think season two, we should get him a microphone. I think that would be appropriate. Anyways, talking about how I feel currently, the Crohn's disease. I'm tired, man. I'm real tired. I've been working real early in the morning. I guess earlier than I'm normally accustomed to. I mean, there's people who work real early in the morning, like 4 a.m. normally, and they're like, shut up, Jeremy. This is what I do. That's okay. That's on you. I didn't always do that. Now I do. I got to tell you, we get to like midday, early afternoon, and I'm beat. I want to take a nap. I go home. And normally, you know the feeling when you like lay on the couch and you get a little too comfortable and you can crash and just have like the best nap, the best sleep. Man, I think I've hit that limit where I've overdone it. The couch is no longer comfortable. I've never experienced that before, where no longer is the couch comfortable for a nap. Now it's troublesome. Like now it's just, I'd rather just go to bed. And I don't want to go to bed yet. It's not bedtime. I didn't put my jammies on. But that's where I'm at. And I don't know. I mean, if I make the move to like a recliner, is that going to make a difference? Am I going to get that good recliner sleep? Because you really only want to bust that out a couple of times a year, right? I know some people like to nap in a recliner or get a good sleep in a recliner often. And that's good. I think some people have just come accustomed to that. But those folks aren't necessarily sleeping in a bed constantly. Like, they prefer to sleep in the recliner. Man, I'm a sleep in the recliner 2-3 times a year, tops. And when I do, I love it. But if I do it more than that, I just can't get comfortable. It's not fun anymore. You know? You know what I mean. I'm at that point now with the couch, so I don't know the move. I ended up going into and napping in my bed, but at what point is that going to become a problem? Because, see, now I'm too comfortable, and I just want to sleep all night. Well, then I've wasted the whole day. At least I feel that way. Or you sleep long enough where when you wake up all groggy, then you suddenly feel like it's two different days. You know, like everything that happened previously of the nap, pre-nap, was like a whole other day, and your mind thinks it happened days ago, and then you're trying to refocus and get ready for what is day two of this one day. You know what I mean? Johnny, that was not a joke. So anyway, that's where I'm at, brother. That's what I'm living. I'm trying to figure out this nap situation. At the same time, my kids, they're like my son, he's 13, and he starting to get into professional wrestling a little bit. Like, he's always, now I'm a fan. So first off, I'm a fan and always have been. And I've tried to get him to enjoy it, like when he was younger, and he was, you know, kind of hit or miss a fan, where sometimes he didn't really care. He's starting to fan now. He is. And he's wanting to like wrestle like on the trampoline outside or even in the house a little bit. I'll tell you what, wrestling around with a 3-year-old, you know, you're trying to be careful. You don't want to hurt him, and you can kind of do some moves and kind of just, you know, everyone's laughing. It's a good time. And then when they're older and you're not trying to hurt them and you're trying to be careful, but then they're trying to attack you. That's a different game altogether. There's a lot more balance on my part and a lot more bruises, that's for sure, that I didn't get when he was little. And then my daughter, she's 11, and she'd just come at you full force. I mean, you'd think I was threatening her life. To be clear, I'm not. But that's how she's treating it, right? That I'm coming at her with everything I've got. I'm just absolutely not. I'm just trying to survive her attack, frankly. Oh, man. Tell you what, wrestling kids, when they get older, just trying to survive. Just trying to survive. I don't know if you guys have any of, I'm going to put this, you know what? I'm going to make this the question of the week. So on, for those of you that listen to us on Spotify, there's a poll question every week on the new episode. So I'll make this the poll question of the week in reference to wrestling with little older kids. You know, there's going to be a point where there's going to beat the shit out of me, and I can't, I'm just not going to be able to fight back because I'm not going to, like, hurt my kids, right? I don't want to hurt anybody. We're just wrestling around. This is a segment that we like to call Q&A. You submitted the questions. I give you the answers. Johnny needs more sound bites, I think. You one little jazz beat, that's... Oh, man. We need a sponsor of the show so we can get a budget. And a budget for sounds, not for you, dude. You're not getting paid, Johnny. Give me the freaking first question, please. Hey, Jeremy, who are some upcoming guests on the Laugh With Me podcast? What a great question. You know, whoever submitted that question, I appreciate you so, so much, because it's always odd on how to fit in, how to, promote upcoming guests on the pod when a lot of times you have a guest on that very episode, and I don't want to take away from them. I want to promote what it is they've came on the show to promote. You know, for instance, you know, when my brother was on, he wanted to promote that he didn't want anybody to follow him or anybody to talk to him, frankly. So we made sure to promote that he is somebody not to talk to. Do not follow him on any of his socials. And don't even really think about him. Just let him live his life. Let him be. And just never remember he existed. I mean, that's kind of the vibe I got from him when he was on the show. Hopefully we'll have him back on. Maybe he'll have something to promote next time, and then we can get some clarification on that. Because, you know, he's got funny stories, so I'd like to think about him. It's just not the vibe I got. Anyway, upcoming episodes. Next week, we've got my buddy Grant Pearson. You heard him. He's been a guest before, and he's going to help us get towards the tail end here of season one with the award season portion of the season, and he actually watched every movie that is nominated for Best Picture at this year's Academy Awards, and the Oscars are coming up here just in a few weeks. So we're going to talk about that, and I believe he's watching all the Razzie Worst Picture nominees as well, possibly. So this is very exciting. So we're going to break down all the films and his process of watching all those films. So that's going to be a good time, and he's going to be live in studio. So looking forward to that one. Also, we've got a makeup date coming up with LaVetti Wainwright. We had a little bit of a scheduling conflict, and we're going to get him back on and promote what he's got going on. He's got a full slate of shows to talk about. Actually, he's been... Man, he was at the Kansas City Chiefs championship parade. He's been in Vegas recently performing stand-up comedy, and he's going to be heading back there again in April. We'll talk all about it. But Lavetti's going to be on the show. And then, I've got somebody in the Crohn's disease world that's going to come on the show with some funny stories to discuss that I promise... You're not going to want to miss it. In fact, it might be one of those episodes where, you know, just go ahead and grab yourself a seat on the toilet and, throw the pod on either on your phone or if you have like an Alexa or Siri speaker or something, HomePod in your bathroom, and maybe just throw it on and, you know, just enjoy the ride. So that That's coming up future episodes of Laugh With Me. This question comes to us from Roberto in Canada. You know, the pod is global. We are, I think, listened to in 8 different countries. I'll get the exact facts on that for you, but we are listened to all over the world. This one from Canada, Roberto, with the question, and this is a good one. Johnny, are you filtering these? Like, is this the best that we could get? He's asking, at a gas station, do they sell more hot dogs or brats off the roller grill? Why is this a question? Why are we being asked this? But to answer it, it's hot dogs by a million. I mean, it's not even remotely close. I mean, just look at the roller grills themselves. Look at how many hot dogs. And this has nothing to do with sales data. Just look at the grills. Look at the roller grills and how many hot dogs are being presented and how many brats are being presented. It's going to be 2-1, 3-1 even, hot dog to brat, which just tells you everything you need to know. Basic business. Hot dogs by a million. You know, a roller dog's really good, especially when you can get a warm bun. I personally have never had a brat from a gas station. I'm sure they're good. But I do enjoy a brat off the grill, like at home. But it's not a roller brat. But those hot dogs, man, those hot dogs, those are special. They're a little more plump for some reason at the gas station coming off that roller. There's just something about it. And that warm bun. I don't like to layer the condiments on mine when I get a dog at the gas station. I think my question for Roberto is, do you guys have, like, this hot dog phenomenon at the gas stations like we do here in America? I bet they don't. I bet in Canada they got something better, like them freshly roasted almonds, those German roasted almonds. I bet they have those in gas stations there. Instead, we're just littered with hot dogs. They're good. No, I like to just put some ketchup and maybe some mustard. Occasionally, I'll throw like one of them little packets of relish on mine. But otherwise, I generally will stick to the ketchup mustard. But, you know, now we're talking about it, that relish does sound pretty good. Some people put pickles and onions. I just have never got, you know, and then there's folks from Chicago who will be like, oh, you can't put ketchup on your hot dog. Yeah, but those folks aren't buying hot dogs at the gas station either. I'm talking roller dogs. This is a different deal altogether. I don't even think they get into that classification of getting a dog, you know, like you would in Chicago. It's just a whole other category of hot dog, in my opinion. And a good one. Just different. Anyway, it's hot dogs 3-1. This next question comes to us from Ruby Tuesday in Topeka, Kansas. Well, Miss Tuesday, your question is, what show are you currently watching? I'm watching the last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm also binging everything that's out there of Yellowstone. I have found Yellowstone to be quite compelling. Curb Your Enthusiasm. I have a wild theory on how it's going to conclude. I believe it's going to end just like Seinfeld ended. So no spoilers here, but I have a feeling it's going to end in the exact same way. Let's see, what else am I watching? I watch Kill Tony every Monday on YouTube. I love Impractical Jokers every time it's on, which I think that's just all True TV really airs anymore. But yeah, Yellowstone, man, that Kevin Costner, that dude can play anything. But if you guys haven't watched Yellowstone, it's worth your time. It is so good. The worst part about watching Yellowstone is that I know I'm going to hit an end where there's still new episodes to be filmed and to be released someday. I hate that. Because then I'm so invested right now. Like, I need everything I can get of Yellowstone. And I'm going to hit a point here real soon where there's just nothing more for me. But that wasn't a joke, Johnny. We're going to end it right there. This has been a brand new episode of Laugh With Me. Make sure to check us out. Brand new episode with a special guest, Grant Pearson. We're going to talk about the Oscars, the Academy Awards. We're going to break down the films. He's seen them all. And we're going to break them down one by one and get you geared up for award season. We may or may not even have some awards to hand out ourselves here on Laugh With Me. But it's going to be good ones coming up next week. Follow us on X at Laugh With Me Pod. Follow us on Instagram at Laugh With Me Podcast. Follow us on the YouTube at Laugh With Me Podcast. And, of course, on the TikTok at Jeremy Odom. You can find us there. Thanks for listening.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.